Welcome to English for You Two Weekly Listening Practice. City versus Country.
Do you prefer to live in a city or in the country?
I prefer living in a city. That's where I was born and raised. That's where I went to school and have most of my friends. Cities in general are centers of culture. Lots of amenities can be found there, like libraries, museums, culture centers, hospitals, pharmacies, bookstores, cafes, and shopping malls. There are also plenty of opportunities for entertainment. You can go to concerts, exhibitions, movies, and sports events.
I like living in a village. It's peaceful and quiet here. There's no rush, and you don't have to squeeze past a lot of people on the buses. You can walk anywhere because everything is close. The air is fresh, as there are lots of plants and trees there. You can even hear the birds sing. You can enjoy the nature. While in the city, there are too many cars, so the air is polluted.
One of the great advantages of living in a city is that everything is within easy reach. The places you need to go are close to one another. In smaller cities, you can get anywhere within half an hour. However, if you live in a village, then it might take hours for you to get to the doctor or to a drugstore, as often the villages don't have these. If there is an accident, it might take the ambulance quite a while to get there, and the patient might not survive it. Transportation is often not so good in villages because buses run on a reduced schedule there.
I would never give up living in the country, not even for all the tea in China. In your garden, you can grow all sorts of fruits and vegetables. You can also keep animals if you want. You can have all kinds of outdoor activities to be out in the fresh air. In a city, you breathe in the smoke and polluted air all day, which is very bad for you. In addition to that, you have that constant noise that can kill you in the long run.
A big disadvantage of rural life is that in winter time, you are disconnected from the other villages and cities. It often takes a long time until transportation gets back to normal. It usually takes a long time before the roads are cleared of snow. And in the spring and fall, there is deep mud after heavy rainfall, and everything is covered in mud.
A huge advantage of living in a village is that people know each other, and in many cases, they're even relatives. They have a stronger bond and thus help each other more, as opposed to living in a city where people don't know each other. In many cases, people don't even know their neighbors. In a city, you can experience alienation on a large scale.
It's sometimes harder to earn money if you live in the country. It can be hard to make a living there. If there's too much rain or even flood in a particular year, then a big part of the crops will be ruined, no matter how much you work to save what you have. However, in a city, you don't have to worry as much about natural adversities.
A great advantage of living in the country is that you can grow a big part of your own food. If you keep a few chickens, then you have your eggs and some meat for your needs. If you keep a cow or goat, then you can have your own milk too. If you raise pigs, you can have meat and bacon throughout the whole year. So living in a village makes it easier to become self-sufficient.
In a city, salaries are usually higher, although the cost of living is higher too. You have more expenses. You have to pay your bills for gas, electricity, and water usage. And there's the rubbish fee as well. In a village, in many cases, it is only the electric bill you need to pay.
These days, we're experiencing an economic crisis. The unemployment rate is high. In such times, it's easier to get by in the country. You can go and get wood from the forest for heating, and you can grow your own food, so you can be more independent.
As long as I am young, I'll live and work in the city. I love the hustle and bustle of life in the big city. After I retire, though, I'm going to buy a nice house in the country and spend the rest of my life there. I will have parties for my friends and relatives and just enjoy myself.
I live and work in the city, but I have a small house in the country. Whenever I'm in need of some peace and quiet, I go there for the weekend. I think it's better for women who are expecting a baby to live in the country. Fresh air makes it more likely to deliver a healthy baby there.
I'm fed up with living in the country. I live in a small village, and there's nothing to do there. You can't do anything. There is no cinema, no club, and no cafe to go to. There's only a bar, but everyone from the village goes there. When you're on a date, everyone will know who you're dating. You can't hide from the people. There's too much gossip, and it's really annoying. If I had the chance, I would move right away.
I'm a lucky person. My mother is from a nearby village, and she inherited a nice house there. I spend every weekend there with my family, so I can enjoy both urban and rural life. My life is not so monotonous. I think it's important to have a change in your environment. I have an opportunity to rest over the weekend, and sometimes I invite my friends over too.